Hi, so today we're with Inga, who is a part of the team that is in Baroda for the Auroville 50-year celebration. So how is it going there? How have the past 2 days been, and what are we looking at?
So I've reached here on Monday evening, and since then there have been quite a few events. So of course there was the opening event, which was really well attended, more than 500 people. This happened at CC Mehta Hall in the MS University campus. And since then, there have been quite some workshops. So from the VAST team, for example, which was also in a really beautiful, in the Faculty of Art, I believe, in a really old kind of looking building. So the atmosphere was really, really charming and homely, and a lot of people really appreciated it. And there was a bit of interaction with the audience, so that also went really well. And apart from that, there have also been Oak and Mark, who are doing the upcycling workshop. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing that since the whole week. And some of their students are making all kinds of really nice items from recycled materials. Like Oak just showed me a picture of a student that made a table. Old cardboard and from a cycle tire, so that was looking really cool. And every day there have been film screenings also twice a day, 11 a.m. and 4, which has also been attended quite well. And we're all looking forward to see the performance of Boo on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's still planned for Sunday, 4 p.m. And today is the Architect Symposium at 6. So that's also something which will have a lot of attendance.
Mm-hmm.
And at 11:30 this morning, Reebu gave a talk about conscious consumerism. So that was also well attended and well received. And the rest of the week, there was Kavita from YouthLink, who gave a small workshop, and Jürgen, who talked about integral education. And in the meantime, the Premanand Hall, where the Auroville exhibition is standing, has also been visited by quite a number of students. And it's a bit, I mean, this is the hall where Shri Aurobindo was holding his office. And so it is just a really beautiful space and atmosphere to be in during the day, and to have a kind of very deep and meaningful interactions with some of the students who are really mind blown that something like Auroville exists.
Yeah, and, it really is unique.
The first question, you know, what everybody asks is, how can we join Auroville? So this is something that I think for the next few exhibitions and whenever people go out to represent Auroville is we need to have some very clear answers for how can you join Auroville. You know, you come as a tourist, you come as a volunteer, then you can come as a pre-newcomer. So that whole process of how can people visit, I think needs to be quite clearly somehow communicated. And yeah, a lot of interest, a lot of really nice, very nice interactions.
That sounds great. And there seems to be a theater performance in the evening. So could you tell me a little bit about that?
So the theater performance has already taken place, in fact. And that's the team that was doing the Boo performance. So they did something called VAST. It's a new play. So this is what I was mentioning earlier, that is a new play which had a bit of interaction from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is Philippe Thierry and Gopal, who were preparing that together with Barbara also, Barbara Ritam.
And what is the plan for the weekend and the closing ceremony?
So tomorrow there will be the exhibition from the upcycling. So that means all the students who have worked in the workshop throughout the whole week are going to present the works that they've been doing and sharing it with the rest. So that'll be really cool to see. And then there will be the closing event. So that will be the Boo performance. That will happen tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Sunday at 4 o'clock. And then of course this afternoon, the Architect Symposium. So those are, I think, the three main events that are planned from now on.
Okay, that sounds great. And it seems like you guys are having a lot of fun.
Yes, yes, yes. Baroda is a beautiful city. First time that I've been here, and it's very quite charming and very friendly people, really beautiful atmosphere. The university staff has been really supportive. And so, yeah, all in all, it's a really great, great experience.
Okay, thank you for talking to us.
No problem at all. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.